Hello.
Hi, my name is Liz. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues in your community.
Mom?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. What?
We are conducting a survey.
Oh, okay.
And I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Are you in a place where you can talk safely on your phone?
Yeah, wait a minute. Hello.
Can you hear me okay?
Hello?
Sir?
Yeah?
Okay. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
I can hear what?
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you're going to vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote? Are you probably going to vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Probably.
Thank you, and what is your age?
Oh, 57.
Just to make sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My what?
Your race.
A white.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied? Dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel warm or cold. You may use any number between 0 and 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. The first one is public school.
90.
What about public charter schools?
Hello?
Public charter schools.
Public.
I'm sorry?
Oh, public?
Public charter schools. What is your opinion on this scale from 0 to 100?
Oh, 90?
Okay, thank you. The American Federation of Teachers.
90.
Public school teachers.
90.
Donald Trump.
90.
Joe Biden.
90.
Critical race theory.
90.
Your local school board.
90.
And Black Lives Matters.
90.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Would you say that public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Better.
Thank you. Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do are preparing students for each of the following. Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting. How well do you think they prepare them? Okay. Truthfully understand of all American history, the good and the bad. Okay. Become more organized and have a structure. Help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market. Embrace American values and be proud American citizens. Our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting. Thank you. Now, would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education? Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
Right amount.
Okay, thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about the critical race theory? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
Thank you. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics? Strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
Thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that are unpopular and might make some uncomfortable. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each one, tell me whether you support or oppose. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Some support or somewhat support?
Somewhat.
Okay. Increasing discipline in schools. Support or oppose?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat support? Okay.
Support.
Making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly within racial issues. Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat.
Okay. Adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum. Support or oppose?
Support.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
Okay. Giving parents the power to battle curriculum decisions in their schools. Support or oppose?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Thank you for staying with me. We're almost done. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum from K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black study unit to the K-12 public school curriculum? Support or oppose? Sir, do you support or oppose?
Oh, support.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Oh, somewhat support.
Somewhat? Thank you. I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it very convincing argument, 5 means it is somewhat convincing, and 0 means it is not convincing at all argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove parts that they say it's too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How convincing is that on a scale from 0 to 10?
5.
Okay. We do not allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform a surgery, or the carpenters or electricians about how to build a house. It should not be the same. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in school's curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians. How convincing is this? On a scale from 0 to 10.
5.
Okay. And the last one is working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It is also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that college and employers value. How convincing is that?
Bye.
Thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me if you agree or disagree. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Sony agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Teaching critical thinking skills require that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Some or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1-11th grade? High school graduate? Some college? College graduate? Or postgraduate?
High school graduate.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
Unemployed.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
What?
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
A Republican.
Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not strong Republican?
Not strong Republican.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And although you don't have any child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended public schools in the last 10 years?
No.
Okay. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or home school in the last 10 years?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. And how often do you attend church or religion services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Thank you. And please, for each of the following descriptions I read, tell me if it applies to you personally or someone in your household. Is a born-again, evangelical, or fundamental Christian? Does that apply to you or someone in your household?
No.
Okay. Is an educator, such as teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No.
Okay, thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you. That concludes with our survey. I thank you so much for your time and patience. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Have a good night. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.